The benefits of obeying God. Why is obeying God so hard to talk about in the church today? Is it because pastors are afraid they may offend the non-believers who attend their church? Looking around, you will see a world turned upside down. Good is called evil, and laws are made to help enforce evil. Criminals are released without even having to post a bond. Often they are arrested again a few days later, and many of our population are okay with that. It seems that whatever you want to do, regardless of who it hurts, you have a right to do it. This is wrong, and everyone should know it. The commandments of God are clear. The right of others to live in peace is no longer important, it seems. Laws to protect the citizens are ignored. Our police have their hands tied by politicians and growing support for lawlessness in our society. What has happened in our churches? Pastors who preach hellfire and brimstone are definitely unpopular. Many look down on those who talk about sin. Revealing to people that they are lost and that the lost will spend eternity in a hell prepared for the devil and his angels is very unpopular. In today's world, obey is considered a bad word by some. From childhood up, many are taught about their rights and not taught about their responsibilities. Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." Children should be taught responsibility and respect by their parents. However, it is hard to teach your children if you have not learned these principles yourself. And sadly, most of our younger parents were not taught either at home or in the church. I praise God for those parents who did and are teaching their children the basic principles of godly living. It takes a courageous parent to stand against the attacks of our society. We live in an age where talking about love is much more popular. Love with no requirements or strings attached. This message is especially true in churches. Preachers should preach God's love. I'm not saying that preachers are wrong to proclaim the truth of God's love for us openly and at times loudly. They should never stop preaching about God's love. We must never forget that God has sent his Son to die for us and that he loves us. The problem is not with preaching love. It is with failing to point out that God does require us to do something when saved. Christianity demands we commit ourselves to live for righteousness. Regular church attendance, preaching, teaching, or helping with church functions does not fulfill your responsibilities to God. What we do in church is much like what the Israelites did. They made all the sacrifices, paid their tithes, and did the required burnt offerings. Yet God was not pleased. In 1 Samuel 15:22, Samuel asked, "Does the Lord delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as much as in obeying the Lord?" To obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed is better than the fat of rams. What does God expect of us? God expected the Israelites to do what he had commanded them to do. It was not enough that they took part in the sacrifices. God wanted their hearts and their obedience. God expects you to obey. Jesus goes a little farther in telling us a central biblical truth in the following scripture. John 14:23 reads, Jesus replied, "Anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them." This scripture reveals a fundamental truth and a promise that should mean everything to us. First, Jesus points out that if we love him, we will obey his teaching. Certainly, we should know that. However, many churches water down that message. They do not want to run you off by telling you that Jesus meant what he said. Salvation is free, but there are responsibilities. You must repent of your sins and follow Jesus. Following Jesus is to follow his teachings about life, marriage, and service. We cannot have blessings without accepting the life of a believer. First, we must allow the Holy Spirit to transform us so we can be a witness to the world of Christ's saving grace. Secondly, there is a promise that God will do something special for us if we do what he has commanded. God the Father and the Son will come to you and make their home with you. This is the great benefit of obeying God. You become a part of his army. Obeying God makes you eligible to join his great army. As a part of his army, you will live your life in such a way that others will see Jesus in you. They will want what you have, and you can tell them how Jesus changed your life. As a believer in Christ, you will face opposition from Satan's world. They may even take your life, but Jesus will be with you every step until you come home with him. Remember that they also hung Jesus on the cross to die. Jesus says to us, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." Are you willing to do the right thing and follow the King of Kings?